You're listening to SBS News.
They may be the biggest digital platforms in the world, but Facebook and Google are reluctant to pay for Australian content. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher says it's just not in their business models.
The business model of the digital platforms is to aggregate content, not to produce their own content. It could be a news story about COVID-19, or it could be a cat video.
Traditional media companies say that's unfair, and the federal government agrees. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has unveiled a proposed mandatory code of conduct which would force Facebook and Google to pay up.
What we have sought to do is to create a level playing field to ensure a fair go for Australian news media businesses, and that when they generate original content, that they are fairly paid for it.
The new laws were developed by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. Chairman Rod Sims says the consumer advocate investigated the impact of digital platforms in 2017 and came up with the policy.
They are compelled. This is a mandatory code, and therefore they must comply. Hopefully also the digital platforms will realise they have to mature as businesses. They can't keep taking advantage of free content and have a sustainable business model.
The code will apply to commercial news outlets with revenue of over $150,000 a year. Public broadcasters aren't included. Tech giants and publications will have 3 months to negotiate a deal. If an agreement can't be reached, it'll go to arbitration. Former ACCC Chairman Alan Fells says the draft laws will set a precedent for other nations around the world.
This is a world first, and it will have a big impact around the world as other nations copy it.
There'll also be penalties if platforms break the rules, fines of up to $10 million or 10% of annual turnover. Anthony Cantolino heads up Australian Community Media and welcomes the laws.
For too long, we've had a lot of our content used by other players, particularly these tech platforms, for their financial advantage. And that content comes at enormous cost to us, enormous effort to our media organisations.
Labor and the Greens have also welcomed the framework, but Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the ABC and SBS should also be included.
It's time that these big tech giants were reined in. But we are concerned that it seems it's good enough for the tech giants to pay Murdoch for some content, but not the ABC and SBS, and it just shouldn't be right.
The laws will now go for public consultation, and the government hopes to introduce the legislation to Parliament by year's end. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.